Welcome to Real Weddings with Sarah. I'm Sarah Kennedy from The Isle by Sarah Kennedy, one of Ireland's leading sources for wedding inspiration, advice and support. Real Weddings with Sarah brings you an inside scoop of some of Ireland's best loved personalities and celebrity weddings, as well as some stellar wedding advice. Join me as I indulge on all the wedding gossip.
Welcome back. Oh my God. Welcome back to this season's podcast. I can't believe I'm back. After all this time off, here I am bringing you the Bridal Suite series right here in the glorious Station House Hotel in Kilmessan. So my first couple of episodes are going to be right here in this gorgeous bridal suite. This is the master suite. It is absolutely stunning. And there's also a second bridal suite, which is the Signal Box, which is the little house that stands outside. So you can learn more over at stationhousehotel.ie. This season's podcast is proudly sponsored by Aurelia Cosmetic Clinics, covering your bridal beauty prep from facial treatments, skin correction, right through to Botox and surgical procedures. You can learn more about that over on aurelia.ie. So today's episode is a very, very special episode because I'm joined by my previous neighbour, Fionnuala Jones, aka Fionnuala J. You will know her from 6 o'clock show, running across your social medias with all sorts of glory. But if you've been following me, you've probably been tuning into her wedding. Now, she had not one, but two weddings because she's pure notions. But look, dead right. No judgment here. But she had two weddings and didn't even invite me to one, which is outrageous. So, but look, I've moved on. Everything's fine. But without further ado, welcome everybody. Fionnuala Jones.
Hi. How are you?
What an intro indeed.
I know.
Well, look, come here. I'm only dying to catch up because I did ask you to come on the previous one.
Yes.
But you didn't have enough done.
Yeah.
And you were kind of still navigating. But here you are. Nearly, well, what are you, about 4 months out from
four months out from a year, that's
from
crazy.
Your first one,
yeah,
and
you're
then
right,
you've got the summer. So look, take it all back, strip it all back. How did you and Keen meet, first of all?
We met after college, so we actually did the same course in college. We both did journalism at DCU, but he was the year ahead of me. So I was like vaguely aware of him. He says he wasn't aware of me, but he was. That's a lie.
Lies.
Kind of never really crossed in college. I finished college and I just been paid from kind of like my first kind of journalism adjacent job after college. So we were out in the town, out with friends. I said, I'm buying. We're in the club.
Oh, look at you.
I'm buying.
Big roller.
And I was out with a couple of friends and they knew Kian and we kind of made introductions.
Okay.
And again, this is where I'm buying the drinks, whatever. And my friend was like, he thinks you're really funny on Twitter. This is back in the day when I was back on Twitter.
Gotcha.
And I don't know, the rest is history.
The rest is history.
They say, yeah.
And so how long were you going out before the proposal came?
How long were we going out? That's a great question because this is also something we argue about. We were dating for a very long time.
So is this like the Love Island thing where there's like, We're exclusive.
He didn't do that for me, thank God. If he did a proposal to be exclusive, there would have never been one wedding, let alone two.
No, he wouldn't be your cup of tea. Gotcha.
So we were dating for maybe about 8 months and then we were official in 2017. So if we do the maths, are we 8 years together?
Okay.
So then we would have been, when did we get engaged?
So maybe 6 years together before you got the LRA.
2023.
Very good.
Please help me with the maths. 2023.
Yeah, no, you're about 6 years. I'm useless. Gabby, you're useless too at maths.
Let's say six
Look,
years.
You did a stint.
A while.
You did a stint,
yeah.
Right?
So, at least five.
Now, you know, you were living together. You were doing all of that. So, like, did you... I presume you kind of knew you would get married, or was this like completely out of the blue?
No, 100%.
Like,
he was
commissioned.
Yeah, 100%. Okay. I thought... he might wait a little bit long. It was 2023 because we were a year into the house. I thought he might wait. I thought he might wait a little bit longer like, I wasn't really sure timing. I thought he'd give it a little while longer.
Yeah.
So I was kind of surprised. I was surprised like when it happened.
Gotcha.
It wasn't a case of, you know, some people say.
You knew
say,
it was coming, but it just, you didn't know when.
You know the
when.
Way some people know they're going to get engaged that year?
Yes.
Like, I didn't know. And it wasn't a case of, we'd done a lot of travelling that year. We'd done a couple of holidays. Like, I'd said one of the years, I was like, let's not do gifts. Let's do, like, we book a trip for the other person
amazing.
And we go places.
Yeah.
And we've been to the Amalfi, and apparently he was thinking about doing it then, but then didn't. And we've been in Dubrovnik. He's thinking about it then, but didn't. But we were just down in beautiful Tipperary. Tipperary-Waterford border. That covers all bases, so I don't get in trouble.
Yeah, so you don't get in trouble. Yeah. Fully covered. Talk to me about the proposal then. Like, so how did he do it? God. What was involved? Okay, so hold on. Before you spill the tea on your proposal, maybe we have a cup of tea.
Yes, please. Oh,
now here's
stunning.
One we made earlier. Now, Fionnuala, would you like the beautiful chef in the station house has kindly prepared this little bad boy. Would you like anything
there?
Yeah,
go on.
Go on. Should be rude not to, wouldn't it?
Look at that. That's the correct cream to jam ratio, by the way.
Do you think? Is that the right ratio?
Yeah, absolutely.
Very good.
I'm going to throw that on that knee.
Delighted with that. Now, tell me this. Talk to me. Proposal. What did he do?
So we had actually been invited down to Raven's Rock. It's a glamping site. Again, I think they would say Tipperary, but if we're being geographically pinpoint accurate, mm-hmm. I think it's Tipperary, Waterford border. Again, that keeps everyone happy. My friend had invited me down just to do some content. She didn't know, they didn't know that we were getting engaged or anything. No, and we had just, like, we had the car packed up. We were going to have, like, a nice chill weekend, take it really easy, bring our books, read whatever. It was July, I'm pretty sure, but the weather actually wasn't...
Was it not great?
Like, I mean, classic Ireland, you know what I mean? Like, just not to be relied on. So we got there the first night. We had all these plans, kind of, we were going to do barbecue.
And you'd no idea now?
No, no idea.
Not a rashers.
On the way down, two of our other friends had gotten engaged. And it came up, Kim was driving and I was on the phone. And I was obviously looking and it came up and I was like, oh my God, Ashley and Anna got engaged. And Keem was like, oh my God, Madge. Like, he didn't give away. He says he was really nervous.
So he kept poker face.
Yeah. He says he was really nervous. I didn't cop it at all. And it was only when we were over, they have a full, like, outdoor kitchen kind of set up. Yeah. You know, it's really, it's so divine. They provide, like, fresh eggs, these homemade brownies, stuff like this.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah. But we brought our own stuff, obviously, to cook. And I was turning around preparing something. And then when I turned back around, he was down on one knee.
Stop.
Yeah. So then it was like Prosecco all the way. My parents came down the next day. We went out in Clonmel. It was fab.
Oh my God.
So fab.
In, like, has Keen shared with you, like was he in his head all day, like trying to plot this? And then he just buckled and went, oh, she's making food. I'll go for it now.
I can't remember what the thought process was for that, like, specific moment, but I know he was very nervous.
Oh, bless
but
him.
But I really, like, if he was,
you
he
really
hit it caught so
off
well.
Guard.
Yeah.
When you turned around and saw him, like, what went through your head straight away?
I was so shocked, but I was so delighted. Like, I was just so happy.
I know. Oh,
I was just like,
at that stage, you had the house and everything.
Yeah.
You were kind of, things were coming together. So look, you know, you had the lovely weekend there with the family, really nice setup, engaged, whole new era. When did you start kicking in with the planning and starting to think about it? Was it very quick, or did you actually go, no, allergic, stay away, I don't want to hit this yet?
No, I think we gave it like 6 months, maybe a bit less. We gave it until we went into 2024 and we were like, okay, we need to...
Okay, now you saw the new year as a starting. So you gave yourself a good bit of time. And did you find in that time people were asking a lot of questions, mithering you over, you should do this, you should do that? Or were people actually kind of respectful enough? And
I can't tell if I'm just in the post-wedding kind of bubble that I'm like, no, everyone was really fine and not
glasses.
The rose-tinted glasses. No, I don't really have any memories of people being kind of, it was more when we were in the thick of it that people were like,
okay,
and what's going on? And they, from a completely
yeah,
nice place.
Gone. Yeah,
yeah, but from a complete, that they're like, they want to help, but I'm like, there's nothing to help with. It's all in my head and I can't verbalise it. But no, in the lead up to it, everyone was very chill, especially because Dublin was just our families. It was...
Yeah, okay. So you could do a fine line on it.
Yeah, Dublin was like 16 people. We went for dinner. There was no music and we went to
dinner?
A pub. So we went to Fallon and Burn, who were... I could not recommend...
Fallon and Burn.
Like both my weddings, I was like, just the best day ever. Fallon and Burn were incredible and incredibly good value for...
Yep.
Like, we had such a small number, I was kind of hung up on, like, I'd love a private room and stuff like that. But, like,
and it's hard to get at that number, yeah.
There's cost involved in that and stuff like that. And I was just kind of, but when we were doing two weddings, so Keem was like, something to give her. I was like, okay. Fallon and Burn were incredible. And
really?
It was, we had, because there were 16 of us, the way the table was in the room, if anyone's been in the cellar, we were kind of off to the side. So, like, we weren't, like,
so
we
were able to get the privacy, but without having to
but
shut it down.
But we had the buzz of a room and, like, people were, like, looking at us. And I was like, And like we had like cocktails and stuff. I wouldn't be a big wine person. So it was like I was, had a margarita at my dinner and then I had a really nice dinner.
You could do it the way you wanted it.
Yeah. And then we had like, we had two small kids. They were fab with the kids.
So you didn't have that whole thing and that pressure of having to get around to everyone and chatting to like, you know, 200 people.
Yeah.
It was just yourselves. You could enjoy it. It was really intimate. That's a fantastic idea.
We were just all sitting at the table chatting. It was fab.
Love it. Yeah. And you got to tell us about your look for that particular one.
So for Dublin, I like, ideally I wanted like a vintage secondhand all the way.
Yes.
And for the Dublin wedding, I had been in, I was traveling in Australia at the time. I was visiting a friend. I actually think I got this even kind of before we'd started really properly planning, now that I think about it out loud. I was in Australia, I was visiting a friend and it was pure chance that I got it. I follow a lot of like international vintage sellers on Instagram because nosy, vintage is my thing.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. This particular seller kind of used to focus more on formal wear and would do them in like drops. So you'd have to be kind of turn on your notifications to be alerted to the drop is happening.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
But also because she's in America, like the time difference wasn't always on my side in Ireland. Her name, it's Gina from Mill Street Vintage. She's incredible. I love you, Gina. Anyway, she had this drop and there was one particular dress. Can't remember the name off the top of my head. I think it's like Victoria Limited or something. It was an English label. And it's from the 80s, all like totally decked out pearls.
Stunning on you.
Huge shoulder pads.
Full length.
Yeah.
Oh,
and it was in like vintage run small. And so like, I was like, nothing ever comes up my size, whatever. But this was a large and the measurements, I was like, it's going to be too big for me, but like, I'd rather that I'll make it work.
You can take it in if you need to,
And it was like, even with shipping and everything, it was like 300 quid. 350 quid. Yeah, yeah. So I ordered it. It was way too big. Brought a tail bridal couture who did all my alterations. Audra's incredible. And Audra made it into something actually wearable.
Oh, amazing.
And so much fun. And is like,
and to know
I'll
that,
never part with
to
it.
Know that it is still very, very you.
Mm.
You know, and it was vintage. It had great origin. It had the sustainability story.
Yeah.
So it all came together. So Dublin was box tick. That was April last
April
year.
April 11th, yeah.
April 11th. You then had this gap between April
and
this anticipation right up to September.
September. Now, that wasn't kind of deliberate. We would have loved to have done Fernhill in the summer. Yeah, or like closer together because obviously I'd say people were like, what is she on?
Yeah,
then
yeah,
we were doing
yeah.
two weddings anyway. But the fact they were so far apart, people were like, did you not get married? People were like waking up and like, do I have memory problems or something?
Did you not already get married?
I was like, yes, I did. They had no availability in the summer and I was like, we'll do September. September's still nice and we were very lucky with the weather for both days, to be honest. Not that that's something I think anyone should be tied to. You still have a great
but
day.
It doesn't really matter. You get it,
100%. So we did September 26th down in Fernhill, down in Clonakilty. We'd actually gone to view it. I think was it actually maybe Christmas 2023? Yeah, because Cian was down in Cork.
Right, okay. So you might as well.
Yeah,
over there.
I'd never been to a wedding there, but like I was Googling wedding venues. I kind of wanted something. I'd been to a lot of other weddings in Cork. I was like, let's go for something different. Let's just go and see. You know, let's just go and see in West Cork. It's so nice, whatever. And I was just infatuated with the place.
So
I love
the minute you drove in, did you get that in your stomach?
Yeah.
You're like, this is it.
Because Fernhill is on the site. There's all these gardens on site. So it's incredible for photography, just even for a walk around.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
And even for your guests to have a little stroll, you kind of get that 100%. Broad feel of it, particularly West Cork. Like if you get good weather there, you're flying it. Yeah. Like.
And it just said it was the lobby. It's the lobby and it's full of couches and the fire's on.
You could see your crew there.
Yeah, 100. I could visualize it all. I could see the day immediately. And I was like, I think this might be it.
Yeah.
And Keith was like, gorge.
Yeah. And so when you went down, so you booked the venue, you got that. Did you do a ceremony down there for people
we
to
We did
witness?
A ceremony,
Okay, so you did a blessing. Right?
Yeah, because look, like all my extended family were at this wedding and, you know, like traditional stuff I think is still important to them as much as they were still like, what is wrong with our niece that she's being absolutely insane and having two weddings and she's
notions.
Already married? No, notions. Complete notions.
Complete notions. That's the dub.
Yeah.
There's no one who skipped off to Dublin.
She's totally,
pure notions.
She's lost the plot. But I knew it like, I was just like, we'll do something really short. I was like, because, you know, when you're kind of getting feedback about people from weddings, I know it depends for people, but like, I was like, I just want to get people in chat and socialising as quickly as possible.
And have a long, good social
day. Yeah, but like also some people, you know, they might not have spent as much time with me and Kate. Like I would like them to also have an idea of like who we are.
Yeah.
So my friend from college, Jack, he did a ceremony down in Cork for us. And he's actually a qualified celebrant.
No
but like,
way.
Yeah, happy which days. Is funny. He did that during COVID. We lived together during COVID. And he's also kind of like me and Kate started going out when me and Jack were living together.
Okay.
So he has a really good sense of the two of us. Yeah. Yeah. I think we did the same readings from Dublin, but we got different people to do them.
Yeah.
And kind of did similar ceremonies and like the ceremony structure and stuff like that. But Jack had like a full story for us, which we'd never heard and didn't really hear in the lead up to it. It was so good.
Oh, you see, and I think what I'm loving in terms of what you're telling me about your wedding is every single bit was very personal.
Yeah.
It was 100%. Very you guys and very, you know, just really on point. So you had the ceremony. Did you do anything different or did you do anything unusual that isn't the norm? Like, I know you did the donut cake. You didn't do a formal cake, which I love. All my kids' birthdays are donut stacks. Can't beat it. Everybody gets their bite. But did you do anything alternative or did you stick to the traditional flow then when you did the actual reception day?
Did we do anything different? No, I don't think so. We had a drinks reception immediately after the ceremony and we had a DJ instead of... I was getting very hung up on, because I'm sure you see it with yourself. And again, you're seeing loads of wedding online. I was kind of falling into a bit of a comparison trap where I was thinking there needed to be entertainment for like...
Every single minute.
And I've been to incredible weddings where there's been the string quartets and the mariachi bands and I've loved it all. But I was just, again, you're trying to think of budget and...
Yeah, no, 100%.
Everything else like that. We had actually, we booked a different vendor and between the jigs and the reels, they'd had to cancel. So for the drinks reception, I was kind of like, I was worried. You're like, people are going to be sitting there and there's no music and people are going to be talking, but there's no music. Nobody would be doing that, by the way. Literally nobody would be doing
100%.
That. 100%. But we booked a DJ. We booked Stevie G, who if anyone's from Cork... Stevie's incredible. I came into the drinks reception having kind of forgotten that I booked Stevie G and I goes, oh my God, Stevie G's here, as if I didn't book him. He only did the drinks reception.
But he just does Cork, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Now,
open to correction on that. But anyway, he's an incredible person. I'm a really, really... Like, I've grown up listening to him on the radio.
Yeah, of course.
And I just kind of... Like, Cian's really into, like, you know, kind of like soul and funk, whatever. Yeah. Now, he did a bit of pop as well. But I just kind of wanted,
he just brought the vibes.
Atmosphere, vibes. Maybe you could count that as non-traditional. I'm not sure. Otherwise, then, it was your dinner... Your band, your fun.
You did the speeches, you did all of that. Love it.
We did a sweetheart table, actually, which I think kind of not...
Oh, yeah, so you sat on your Toblerone.
And people were like, oh my God, that's such a good idea. Now,
and it's a lovely private moment for the two of you.
Exactly. Well, I mean, this is the thing. Mam looks back and she's like, that was such a good idea. And she said everyone, she's like, oh, the two of them just sat together themselves. Now, collectively, I'd say for a total of 2.5 minutes, I'd say, because we were eating the food up. Chatting to people, chatting to anyone else bar each other. Because also, I suppose, we'd already had one wedding. We were like, well, husband, wife, well, see you later, I want to talk to my friend.
A lot of couples don't realise you have to work the room that day. Like, there's a lot of emotional, physical, social battery energy that you have to bring. And did you find, you know, when you were working the room and getting around to everyone, did you feel like that was a lot of energy you had to bring? Or was it just you were on such
I love it. That's where I thrive.
That's where you thrive.
That's where I absolutely thrive. You know, I love it.
My social battery goes down, so obviously yours goes up.
And I had FOMO from all the tables. Like, I just wanted to be involved and, like, in on the jokes and stuff, you know?
I love that. And then, did you do a day two?
We did a day two in Dubarra's in Clonakilty, and they were amazing as well. But that's another thing where I was like, we don't have any entertainment. Like, what are people going to do? As if, oh, God forbid, people spoke to each other.
I know. But we do overthink these things. Yeah. We do, yeah.
So we just did finger food. I gotten big pictures of Whiskey's head. Whiskey's my cat. We got in big cardboard cutouts of Whiskey's head that I meant to actually put out at the wedding. Completely forgot. We just brought them to the day two. Made for very funny photos. Dubarra would often have music.
With cat heads.
Yeah, literally. Lot of incredible photos. I would recommend checking them out. But there's always, there's usually music in Dubarra. So there was music that evening. The food was really good. You're right in the centre of Clonakilty, so people didn't really have to travel much further. Yeah, it's just very cool. I'm a big fan of them as well.
And so, you mentioned a few times now about feeling like you had to have this and you had to have that. The being an influencer, being in the public eye and all that. Did you feel pressure that you to live up to a certain expectation because of your online presence? Did you fall into that whole thing of looking at everybody else's wedding, thinking yours was it going to be enough? All of that, like, where did your head go?
I think with the sustainability thing, I didn't feel pressure, but I was conscious of it. But I was also very upfront in the lead up to it that I was like, so for anyone that's not familiar, I would be a big advocate for like secondhand fashion, secondhand clothes, whatever. Wouldn't buy new clothes. I've kind of said upfront, I was like, I'm prioritizing secondhand. If I can't find something secondhand or I fall in love with something new, then I'm going to get that. I'm going to get my wedding dress.
Of course.
You know what I mean? God forbid. Across the rest of the wedding, I did try to incorporate that. We had dried flowers.
Oh,
so
I
we still
it.
Have all our flowers. Yeah. That's my plan at some stage to press. Hopefully, bridesmaids, if you're listening to this, stick your fingers in your ears. It's not really a surprise. I'm going to press their bouquets.
Oh, lovely.
So that they
nice
can,
frame.
Yeah, so that they can continue to live on. We kind of limited the amount of physical invitations we had, tried to keep it as digital as possible.
Yeah, brilliant.
And like Fernhill sustainability is really important to them. So that was something that I was...
So you were always really conscious of that. Because I presume if you, being such an advocate for that, if you didn't do it that way, people would be like,
ah. Yeah, and like you want to set an example. It can't be a thing of like, do as I say and not as I do. You know, that kind
of
way.
Yeah.
But in terms
it's you,
of...
It's who you are as well. So you want it that way as well.
But in terms of like feeling an Instagram-y kind of pressure, in the planning of it, it did happen at times. But then when it kind of got to the end, I was like, well, no, this is my day. And I ultimately, that's what I left the wedding feeling like, I know I had a ball and I'm pretty sure other people did too, but I definitely had fun and I'm really glad of that, you know?
So you're able to separate the two.
Yeah.
Good on you. Because, you know, I do hear that quite a lot from different influencers who are saying like, I feel I have to live up to this expectation and, you know, everybody wants to know. And it was, you know, it just can be quite stressful.
But this is the thing as well. And I really don't want anyone to look at my wedding and go, like, I'd never want, like, two weddings is not the norm. I would I would encourage everyone to have two weddings if they can. I think the government should be paying for one each for everyone in the country, personally. But it's not the norm. And I don't want anyone to look at my wedding and go, oh, well, I want to do this, blah, blah, blah. Like,
and that's
do
the
what
level I
do.
Need to keep.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like, it's just, like, everything's getting very expensive across the board, separate to weddings. Don't bankrupt yourself. You'll have fun 100%. On your day.
Yeah. And
keep
still be able to come out with your head held high after it. Tell me this then. If you could go back and change one thing on your day, what would you do?
If I could go back and change one thing. Oh. I think I would learn how to use my bustle properly on my dress. Because
Did you not do a practice run?
Audra, I'm really sorry if you listen to this. So I got a dress from The Little White Dress. I nearly called it the wrong name. God forbid. Sorry. The Little White Dress, which is in Limerick.
Yep.
In Limerick City, along the
Keys. Yeah, of course.
Oh, it was fab. And we had kind of a longer train. It was a different kind of style. It was a plainer, kind of simpler dress.
Yeah.
And Audra had altered that for me as well. And she was... We were in the manic, you know, end of time.
And at that point when you go to get that collection, your head is running here, there and everywhere.
And she's like, this is the bustle, blah, blah, blah. And I goes, okay, information immediately left my head.
Of course.
And there's a couple of times in some of the pictures and stuff where I'm like, I'm
you're
really
holding
it.
Rather than it.
So that's the only thing. I would maybe also get better shoes. I got a pair of shoes secondhand and I was down colouring with my niece at one point on the floor after the dinner. And when I stood up, they just immediately ripped, came apart.
Oh, no.
But it didn't matter then because then it was
you'd done the day, so you could
relax. And I'd gotten a big thing of flip-flops secondhand as well. But then they were also impeding me dancing, so then I was just barefoot for the whole evening. They were like,
no.
My friends were like,
what?
I do not want to see the soles of your feet. And you didn't because they were mank.
They were disgusting.
Yeah.
Well, look, sign of a good night.
Yeah.
Now, you've come out the end. You've gone through the process. You started off with this big mountain in front of you, having to climb it and navigate it. You're out the other side. You're a married woman. What does marriage bring?
What does marriage bring? Comfort. Comfort and security and love and all of the same.
So beautiful.
All of the same. It just does. It's just so nice that he's my husband.
You can say my husband.
Did
you take his name?
No.
No.
Bone of contention as well. No, not a bone of contention, but Cian.
Get one of them double barrels.
Cian likes to joke about it. I say I have a brand. Fionnuala J is based on Jones. I can't change Jones
now. You've come too far.
You know?
You've come too far. Instagram won't let you change.
Yeah, exactly.
You're verified. Finally, final question. Biggest wedding ick?
I think over personalization of favors.
Risky topic to go there in this kind of day and age.
Okay, you do you. I'm all, you do you. I have to come at this from a sustainability perspective. Okay. Like, if we're talking about things lasting and being able to carry things over or even pass things on to other people.
Yes.
Circular economy, we love
because
that.
Because not everybody is Mr. and Mrs. Jones.
If you have everything so personalised.
Gotcha.
You know, I'm not against personalisation across the board. Like, keep your nice little menu or obviously your invitations, whatever. Yeah. I think we can pull back on the embroidered, the robes and the pajamas. I can feel they're cocking their guns. They're cocking them.
Not the pajamas.
Sorry, I'm sorry. I didn't have pajamas. I don't regret it. I didn't get the girls' pajamas. If you hate me, whatever, I'm married. It doesn't matter now. So.
Well, you know, the girls did get in touch with me and said, like, can't believe she did that.
Oh,
you left one stone unturned.
I'll just have to get married again. It's the only solution.
Lucky to, third time's a charm.
Yeah.
Third time's
Isn't
a charm.
Isn't that what they say?
Well, look, Fionnuala, it has been amazing having you. I'm delighted to catch up with you after all this time to catch up on the two.
Yes.
My God.
It was a ball.
And what's next for Fionnuala?
God, I don't know. A bit of peace.
A bit of peace and quiet.
No, I'm going to try. I want to do a bit more on the house. The house has taken such a backseat with the wedding. So if you see me attempting to tile or paint anything,
I'd stand back. I'll see the smoke coming in the sky and I'll go, she's at it
there
again.
There she is.
Well, Fionnuala, thank you for being a splendid guest and thank you for your time. Thanks, everyone.